trees, he just goes in a hole.
He said he lives underground.
Uh-huh.
Well, I know you like to fish, so what are some kind of fish you find around here?
Catfish and brim and bass and trout. Of course, now there's lots of these old buffalo suckers, and I don't like them. Have you ever caught one of them?
I caught 50 of them one afternoon.
Now, that's a mess when you catch them.
They are. Well, now, what about some ocean fish? Do you get any of those around here?
Well, that's the red snappers out of the ocean. No, I don't go fishing down there on the ocean much. I went one time and it made me sick and I ain't been back. But I go down to Panama City and fish in West Bay and get the speckled trout.
In the ocean?
And it comes out of the ocean in a little lake there. I don't get on the ocean. We just, the water comes on out there and we go and stand around on the sand edge of the
thing. Well, what other kind of seafood would you get around here?
Well, now you can get fish, you can get any kind of seafood by buying it.
Well, what's the kind that comes in little shells?
Crab and such as that.
What kind of pearls come in?
Oysters.
And then there's a kind, you know, that curls up when you boil them and they turn pink.
Well, I don't know nothing. I don't. That's shrimp.
Do you have those?
You can buy. You don't get them no further than Panama City here. It's shipped in here in the sea products, you see. That's the way they buy it.
Well, you know, there's a little animal that you might see around your door or in your garden. It little hops along the ground.
A rabbit.
Well, it wouldn't be like a rabbit. It wouldn't be a furry animal. It just hops along.
Toad frog.
Now, which would the toad frog be? Where would it live?
Well, it lives out in the yard.
But is it supposed to give you warts? Is that the kind?
That's when, if you catch them and play with them, they give you warts. They're called toad frogs, and then they're called bullfrogs that hollers. You've heard them that sings all the time late of evening? Well, that's these little old toad frogs that hops around in the yard. And then them old big bullfrogs is what they gather the legs off of for them to have teeth.
So those are the bullfrogs.
Huh?
Well, now, have you ever seen another one, real small, and it comes out after the rain?
Yeah, little old rain frog. He's a green-looking frog.
Are there any other names for little rain frogs?
Not as I know of.
And what do you go fishing with when you go fishing?
I go fishing with minnows and worms and crickets.
And now, worms, what kind of worms do you use?
I get the red worms around there.
The red ones, which ones are they?
They're the wigglers. The red worms is little red worms. They're about long, about this, 2 or 3 inches long, or a little longer.
That's,
right?
That's a big worm.
The wigglers is way this long. Some of them match out in my yard now.
Well, that's a mighty big one.
Well, that's what it takes to catch them bass with.
Well, what do you call just the little ones?
Red worms.
And now, what's that animal that has a hard shell that can pull its neck and arms in?
That's a gopher and a turtle.
And which one lives where?
There's old soft silver turtles lives in the water, and the gopher goes in a hole. Now the earth digs hole.
And there's a little animal that if you played in a stream, you might turn over a rock and it would swim away from you backwards. What would that be? Looks like a little lobster.
Yeah, well, that's a... I can't call the name of them.
Would you call it a craw?
Yeah, a crawfish. Well, now that's all you have down yonder in Panama City for bait is them little crawfish. Just about like your little finger to that old crawfish.
About the size of your little finger?
Yes, sir. And they grow large, though. They get great old long ones. And then you can catch them saltwater fish out there.
That's good. Well, what's that animal that flies around your light and tries to get into it?
It's kind of like...